But I welcome the opportunity to be here today, and I do carry a passion. I'd let you know that I've recently changed my role. I'm an interim nutrient utilization director for CBMP. I work directly with Dan Schaefer, and also involved in helping go forward with the programs or the projects that we direct towards NREC, which is the Nutrient Research and Education Council. On my return to GrowMark, I think my title will be Director of Nutrient Management and Environmental Stewardship. If anybody's quick on that acronym, you know what that stands for? NMES. Isn't that appropriate? And that's no joke. So being here today, I think you've seen there, I've got it listed as I want to talk about mom. And mom is very important to all of us. Wherever we're at, mom has been a large part of our life and maybe hopefully still is. And I say that because it's a message that I think is very important to us, because in agriculture, I think we lost the message. Now, it's not our fault. It's just because we're busy out there earning a living and moving forward. And the message in our absence has been a default message of all the things that hit the headlines. Hypoxia in the Gulf, I'm sure, is going to be the headline again. Well, drinking water quality, I can tell you that has been a headline and probably could be a bigger headline. If you go to Des Moines, it is a bigger headline. So these are the default messages. But where's the ag message? We started recently with the help of the Fertilizer Institute from TFI with the four R's, the right source, rate, time, and place. Very proud to be a part of Illinois because we have a lot of programs started. And I think with directly and indirectly the help of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association and Jean Payne, under her effort and guidance, we came up with the Nutrient Research and Education Council. Probably a little over, Gene, $2 million directed toward applied research in Illinois. And that is not governmental dollars. That is industry. That's basically farmer dollars, is a farmer checkoff, to promote applied research so we can search for these answers that we need to find. And we really want to find those answers. We have the KICK program, Keep It in the Crop for 2025, a program designed to minimize environmental impact by 2025. We have Council for Best Management Practices, which is a group of industry coming together for the sole purpose to improve environmental stewardship. And then we have Dan Schaefer, devoted his full time in his retirement, Dan, your second full-time job, to this program. I'm telling you, I've worked with no better individual for the role than Dan Schaefer. When I come up with an idea, I call Dan and he explains what my idea was, and he's already implemented it. And then GrowMark, and I have to put a little commercial in here for GrowMark. GrowMark has allowed me to devote my time for the next 5 months. I had six, but I'm down to five now, Gene, to this program trying to make it better. So that's why I'm an interim director with CBMP. And I say it's about mom. Why? Because our new message is mom. Why? Because when you think about it, you feel good, warm, fuzzy, selfless, loving, caring. And that's what we want people to feel about agriculture. What's mom? Minimize environmental impact by optimizing harvest yield. Somebody's going to feed 9 billion people. And in my opinion, this is the best place in the world today to produce the commercial grain needed to feed the world. And then finally, maximize input utilization. Why? Because there are limited natural resources out there. In fact, they're non-renewable natural resources if we talk about our soils. We got to take care of them. So we have to produce higher yields. And we have to pay attention to our stewardship, so it's mom. Minimize environmental impact by optimizing harvest yield and maximizing input utilization. When you go to the public, whether it's somebody in this audience or any other audience, and you come with that message, I find it very difficult to find people that oppose to that concept. It's all about mom, you bet. Now, with that said, we got to live it. We got to do something. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for agriculture to step up to the plate. And we are doing that. And with the help of CTIC, and Karen, I don't know if anybody's given you a plug yet, but Karen Scanlon, I don't know if she slept last night or not, but she is, and her group is selfless to put this program together. And this afternoon, what we're going to be talking about are some of those things that we want to help farmers understand that are out there, that are possible ways to improve their operations. The only way we're going to get this accomplished is by bringing the farmer in-house and helping him improve his profitability. And if we can show a farmer how to make 15 bushels or more per acre by managing his nitrogen in a different way, I can tell you he'll be the first in line. If we can show a farmer that applying nitrogen in the fall of the year is going to have a negative economic impact in his farming operation, he's not going to wait around for regulation, legislation, mandates, or executive orders. He's going to make a change in his operation. But I want to also tell you, if we go out there and start mandating about activities, if we were to mandate agriculture and say, no fall nitrogen, you must side dress all your nitrogen. If we would have done that in 2012, water quality issues would have been geometrically greater problems, because we'd have had all that residual nitrogen from that side dress in 2012 coming into the system in the fall and washed through the profile into our drinking water. So it's not about an activity. It's about learning about the problem, and we're on the verge of finding these answers. Let's not give up on agriculture. Let us put ourselves to the task. Let's be accountable. Let's come up with the metric. Let's be responsible. But let's give it another try.